Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Welcome to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. Sean, Karen, it's quickie time. You guys ready?
Finally.
It's a quickie, Matt. You know how I do it fast, to the point, get my point.
Sean, make it happen. A family podcast.
Exactly.
You take your mind out the gutter, Karen. I'm talking about quickies, and this one is an important quickie, Karen. So
why? Why is that?
Buckle up. Buckle up, Karen, for this one.
Go
protect
on,
yourself. This is like something we all need to do. Is like, how do we network in this new environment? Like, basically, how do we network from home, Karen? I mean, I found it so challenging. Just last week, I met with somebody that met me through Instagram, and I was like, well, people do this. And you know, she reached out to me. She was like, let's speak, let's set up. She sent me a Zoom invite, and I was like, is this a business meeting or is this a date? I had no idea what it was. I don't know how we did, but she had it so structured. I was like, whoa, I guess this is a new way how to network from home. And I was like, this is the best. We need to talk about it because it was very uncomfortable for me. I even had to ask, what is this? What are we in right now?
Yeah, right. Well, you know, honestly, in my weird work experience, my non-traditional experience, but also like I've had real jobs, people help you out when they like you. Like, it actually has nothing to do with
really
who's more qualified for the job. Like, being a girl helps, you know. I know people are like, well, you know, there's a wage gap and whatever for women, and that's true, but it also helps to be a girl in a lot of cases because you're immediately likable, and when people like you, they help you out at work.
Man, Karen, yeah, you're so right. The pandemic has changed the rules for this from face to face. Like, we have been working together for maybe 4 or 5 months now. We've only met face to face, I think, once or twice. Like,
right.
That would have never happened pre-COVID. And when the economy is uncertain, it's very important to stay connected, though. Like, I mean, you really got to be able to stay connected and stay on people's radar before you get faded out.
Yeah, people are so disconnected, right? Like, even with your friends, it's so easy to lose touch with most people.
Also, it's like, I think people are getting zoomed out for the people who are working from home and all the social distancing and like the traditional ways of meeting people. The whole world is upside down. Everything's altered, and it's just very difficult to network in these times.
Isn't it though?
Plus, networking kind of sucks, guys. Like, networking just sounds awful, doesn't it? It sounds annoying. It sounds opportunistic. Like, there has to be a way to do it from home without it sucking.
Yeah, also, maybe it's a personal thing, because some people are natural networkers where it doesn't suck because that's their natural vibe. Like, they're not even trying. They just, you know, whether it's at work or at the club, they're the people who come home and it's like they got all these different, you know, relationships that they've built.
Matt, you have a point. Some people are awesome networkers, but that feels like an in-person thing, doesn't it? How are we supposed to do that now that everything's on Zoom?
I think you have to prepare. Like, preparation is so important. Like, in anything you do, you have to be strategic, and you have to look at online networking different from, you know, like what Matt just described earlier, face-to-face networking. You don't want to, and also you don't want to be coming across as like transactional. Some people, like, you know, they have this intention. We all know you're meeting for a purpose, but don't make it so transactional.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean by preparing?
Well, anytime I'm looking to meet with somebody, I have in the back of my mind, you know, my brother used to always say, you know, what do you want out of this meeting? What's your want? What are you looking for? And what value can you add? You know, I always look first, how can I help you versus how you can help me? Because I think once I can solve how I can help you, then my need will come out organically.
Right, 100%. And you know what? I found that sometimes there's not, it doesn't feel like there's an organic place to network. You know, before the plague, before the great plague we're experiencing now, you would have conferences and events or see people at the office. There were like, you know, office parties and holiday
natural
stuff.
Natural settings.
Natural organic settings. But now you have to go out of your way. So, you know, it's not guaranteed stuff's going to be rescheduled or online or whatever. And I found that for every niche, there's a group. Like people love to clump up together. And so you don't even have to network in your profession, if that makes
sense. I was a clumper.
We're all clumpers. Humans are clumpy animals, as science says. There's all kinds of stuff. Like I know people who go to like an Irish association. I'm part of an Israeli American thing because why not? You know, like they're out there. It's a professional thing.
Well, one thing I'll add is in this era, this generation, like our recent guest, our TikToker, she so eloquently told us about how she's met with, you know, real estate people in Dallas, and like she's finding groups. Like with social media, the fact that we don't have our traditional settings, social media has offered a new pathway to get to almost anybody you want to get to, mm-hmm. to network. Now you still need to have your tact about yourself. You don't want to come off like, hey, give me a job, or hey, you know, you have to find a way in. But the pathway, the settings are there. It's just different.
You're right. Yeah. Sorry, Sean, let me just make one point while we're talking about social media. LinkedIn is such a good resource for this, even though LinkedIn, you know, LinkedIn, our friend of the show, sponsor of the show, but this point is not sponsored. It's so useful for that. LinkedIn like is a social media, you know, they have like a Facebook kind of wall. You can post stuff, people see it. You can reach out to people, you can look them up. I think it's invaluable. And it comes with your resume and like a beautiful picture of your face.
Wait, tell the truth, Karen, did you pay for the, you know, you can get a premium link. Does anyone have that premium, or does it, you just keep the basic?
No, I need premium. I'll tell you why, because then you can stalk people and they can't see that you're visiting their page. I get it all the time. They're like, people saw your thing on private. And I'm like, son of a, I got to get on that LinkedIn pro.
Pro.
You know, I got to say to you guys, like, you guys always try to make things look so perfect. Like, roses in the yard, everything. But come on, let's talk about those networking annoying people, because there's people out there that don't know they're being annoying. Let's talk about some of the network annoyances. Take the elephant out the room. I think people need to be like, for those that are listening, if this is you, please don't be offended. Please don't stop listening to our show, but you really need to listen. One of them is you need to be mindful of people's time and make it easy as possible to connect. Like, don't like the back and forth. Like, I just had to say that in a meeting before. Like, do we need to have an extra meeting of when we need to meeting or when we can need to meet? Like, just like, listen, put it out there of your availability and assume that somebody can meet within those times when you send out an invite. Don't send out back and forth. What's time for you? What's time for me? Like, that isn't, or I've been seeing people just send me their calendar. I think that's so inappropriate. Like, you don't need to send me your calendar. Like, just tell me your 3 available slots. Let me see if I can work within those slots. And if I can't, I'll respond to you like with when my time is available. Like, I just think sometimes people can be networking. And what's the word? Annoyance. Come on. Give me something comical, Karen. What can we call it?
Oh, yeah. Well, the black hole of time. I don't know. Like,
why got to be black? Why can't it be the white?
Okay. The colorblind. the we don't see color hole. Now it's very, very inappropriate for children now, but yes, it's like time vacuum. I totally get it. It's annoying. It's like, I think it's a way for people to feel important.
Oh my God. Those setting up meeting emails are annoying. Can I give you another one, Karen?
Sure. Please do.
Don't assume if I want to meet with you that I want to do a video.
Right. It's like FaceTiming someone. Don't FaceTime me.
Oh my God. The first time FaceTime is like, you don't know me and you're FaceTiming me. I can't stand. If you're that person that thinks it's appropriate, I used to date someone and every morning she sent me, I was like, listen, don't FaceTime me every morning. Like it's an intrusion of my space. You know,
I mean, how do you think girls feel? I've been FaceTimed when I just first wake up. Like, I need a minute so that you think I just
wake
up this way.
You don't wake up like this? That's not how you wake up?
That is my business, and I don't need a 7 a.m. FaceTime. I don't need that.
Don't assume people want to FaceTime with you. Like, it's like, no, it's such an intrusion. I can't stand FaceTime or people that like go to video. Like, unless you're President Barack or you're somebody of nature stature, you don't have the right to assume that I want a video.
Barack would never.
Exactly. So I think even if you think about it, you're probably more successful to get an audio meeting versus a video meeting. Because like for me, for example, for a guy, Karen, as you know, let me just twitch my chest here. That works out all the time. You know, that if you're more likely to get a meeting with me through audio, because I know I can be in my gym clothes. I can just like have a quick meeting with you and run out and do my 20-mile jog, do my 200 burpees and come back to, you know, normal life.
Oh my God.
But video means I got to like put on my fake suit in my underwear. No, like you should always assume that. Don't assume people.
Right. Don't make anyone put on a shirt. Lesson
You'll be
learned.
More successful to have audio meetings than video. And I don't know why video needs to be happening for. And like there's people that one-on-one send me a Zoom invite. I don't even get that one. Like, just call me. Like I have a 7-digit number. Just call me. I don't need a special call-in number when it's just the two of us in a meeting. I don't even understand that theory. And people do that all the time. Does that make
You're
us look
right.
super cool? Like.
Well, I mean, listen, that's annoying. But also, what about the person that starts talking to you and has no interest whatsoever in what you're doing, doesn't care what your problems are, what your goals are, what's going on in your life? They're just obviously trying to get ahead and trying to figure out what you can do for them. And this isn't just like professional networking. Like people do it socially. It's always so gross. I mean, you can just see this naked ambition in them. And like, look, I'm 100% here for your ambition. I love it. I love being around it. We love to see it. But don't look at me like I'm prey. Like, don't hunt me.
Pretend like you're interested at least.
Exactly.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
There, pretend you want to help me out, right? Like, I want to help the people who give a crap about me. You know what I mean? It's refreshing.
Well, thank God for the end of pretentious networking events. Like, I hope COVID erased that forever. Like, the pretentious one, everybody walks in with their business card in hand. Like, I hope that's an end to it. Because those pretentious networking events were the worst.
I refuse to even have a business card. I refuse. If you want to hit me up, find me on LinkedIn. Find me on TikTok.
In 2020, I don't know that they're even necessary. Like, that's such a 10, 20 years ago thing, business cards. I just don't see, like, that's a business that's pretty much on its last legs if it still exists. But one thing I'd like to add, in addition to don't assume people want to FaceTime and don't assume, basically, don't assume is a great do's and don'ts. Like, there's a don't.
Oh, there
like,
you go.
Some people with...
Dropping like, bombs, man.
If you get the chance and you meet people... And let's say, you know, there's networking and then as it ramps up, you're building your relationship with someone that you want to grow something. Maybe you have your ulterior motives, whatever. You got to be careful with how you come at people about their time.
You do. And you know what? If you're going to assume, just assume people have no time because they don't. People have no time. People have not me. I'm blissfully unattached. But people have kids. People have homes. People have people that they love around them. You can't see around me.
We love you, Karen. Karen, we love you.
True that, but you are not in my house right now. So I have no free time on my hands. However, people just absolutely do not. And if you're going to assume everybody's freaking busy, assume people don't have time to talk and specifically don't really care that much about your problems unless you are there to help them with theirs.
And if you're going to do this video stuff and if you finally have that video Zoom meeting, look professional. You know, be neat. Put your suit on. Act professional. Act like you're in a conference room with them. Be respectful. Keep your eyes focused and, you know, pay attention. Like, play the role.
Yeah. And if go ahead.
I was just going to add a personal anecdote in terms of this networking thing. I've had the experience of trying to network with someone and it not paying off in the way that I thought it would. But by being professional and cool with the person, or just maintaining your professionalism, later on, that interaction actually benefited and it resulted in work, it resulted in income, it resulted in stuff that I didn't even see coming. So maintain your professionalism if you don't get the immediate success from your hopeful networking.
100,000,000%. And you know why it speaks to your point about not assuming that? Because, you know, think about your life and how often you blow people off. Like, I blow people off all the time, but it's not personal. It's not personal. And when I, you know, if you can just like extrapolate to other people, it probably has nothing to do with you, why you're not getting the reaction you want. People just
absolutely
have stuff going on, especially right now. Everyone's trying to do what you're trying to do, you know? And it feels good to listen to your gut. Like, for me, I know I've had times exactly the same of wanting to reach out to someone or reaching out, not getting a response. And my gut tells me what to do, right? Even if someone's like, push it. I just know when to not do that or when to try again, you know? And there's always a reason. You just kind of know what's appropriate.
Well, I'm going to coin a new term. It's calling being professionally consistent. And you got to know what that timeline is. It's not an every day, every week call, but it's a reminder that I'm still here. You know, we can still meet when it's I respect the fact that you're busy. And whatever, how long they take to respond or not, never, ever, like Karen said, take it personal because you don't know what they have going on. I always people say, oh, I'm sorry, getting back. She's like, I'm like, my response is, I don't take that stuff personal. It's okay. I didn't respond to you, so I didn't text you. I'm like, that's fine. I don't really take it personal.
100%.
You know, and you shouldn't take it personal because, like Karen says, you don't know what's going on, especially in these times. We're living in such an ad hoc lifestyle, you know, like you cannot take a non-response personal. If you are, you're crazy.
Well, also that's such a low self-esteem move, right? Like that screams, I'm not confident. If your world is rocked and your sense of self-worth is rocked because someone didn't get back to you, then you don't really believe in yourself. Someone who's confident is like, okay, no worries. They're busy, whatever. It doesn't even really matter what the reason is. I'll just circle back another time.
And there's not the point to say you don't have an anxiety because you really want somebody to get back to you, because I have it all the time. But you don't take it. And when they do get back to you, don't even bring it up how long it took to get back to you. Don't even act like it existed. I've had people.
Nah, you're not dating.
I speak to celebrity high level. They blow me off. And when they finally connect with me, I don't even act like I reached out to you umpteen times. You're now getting back to me. I'm like, hey, you good? You got to play the role. Play the game.
And networking is planting seeds. So those seeds, you never know when they're going to grow. So if you don't get the immediate, you know, those seeds, you know, you still planted them, you still water them, and you keep that consistent professionalism, they can sprout at any time. So.
Yes, right. What's that tortoise and the hare, right? Or whatever, the grasshopper and the other thing, and it's like winter's coming.
I think that's what it is, the grasshopper and the other thing.
And the hare. The tortoise and the grasshopper. You guys get it, right? You have kids, you know? And like one of them is sprinting toward. I'm combining two stories, but
we get it.
Sprinting towards the finish line doesn't work with networking. It just doesn't. People have priorities other than
you. It's a long game.
Everything is more important than you to somebody who's not related to you. Everything. Exactly. And so you just got to store your little nuts up for the winter, right? That's how the story goes.
No pun intended.
It's hard to store your little nuts up during a quickie, though. So that's
all right. We're going to jump off in a minute. But before we do, we have some little helpful tips, extra credit, if you will, if you want to be that kid, to make your networking even more successful. They're really simple things and they make a difference. So my thing, as you can see, if you're watching this, is that you might want to invest in getting a cool background for your
virtual world.
For your virtual world, here's the thing. You guys don't know this, but there is a whole house around me. But you would never know that I live in a real home. It looks like I just live in this little Zoom bubble, a pink little cotton candy cloud. And it looks cool. And honestly, when I'm doing podcasts or I'm on Zoom or whatever, I'm always the only one with something like this, always. And it was so easy. I think it was like $70 on Amazon. Then I picked out this beautiful backdrop that I like. And I have this webcam, so everything always looks good. It just looks super professional and it makes a difference. And it's nice to look at.
I'm still going to be angry Nancy in networking. So I'm still going to be like saying, you know, networking gets a bad rap. It can feel grossly opportunistic. And
true.
And this and that is so uncomfortable to both people, to everybody in the networking environment.
Facts.
Bad networking feels like asking for a favor. And I hate, like, people now in financial literacy will reach out to me. And I don't know if it's networking or just trying to get me up on something. And I just, that's so distasteful. Good networking should feel like collaboration.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're adding value. I'm adding value. We're working towards something, you know, and we're going to call it two black guys with good credit. That should feel like networking.
Well, here's another tip is find a way to create in your field of expertise, writing articles, making short videos, post them on LinkedIn, post them on social media. This builds your reputation as an expert and a go-to person, and people will start to come to you. So when you're networking, you kind of become known. Your work will speak for itself. It'll be a calling card for your expertise.
Right. And if you are struggling a little bit with how to connect with someone on a more personal level, instead of it just being all, you know, business, which is also kind of tiresome and like really good networking relationships feel personal, a little sneaky psychological tip from a comedian to you is a good way to get someone to kind of open up or feel more comfortable with you. This is sneaky, but you know, this stays between us. Is to confess a little secret. I wouldn't make it a real secret or something can.
So you lie? Party. So you went up to lie? You went to lie during their networking? Is that what
no,
you're saying?
I'm not saying, nope. No one ever said the L word. That was all you, Sean. I'm saying the point that I'm trying to make before you derailed me was that confessing something or like giving a little bit of like personal information, you know, that's a little cheeky, but not bad to know, makes people feel comfortable with you. Like you're hanging out, like you're on the same side. You know, it's cute. It builds a rapport. It makes people want to open up to you a little bit too and tell you the real tea, not just what you can find publicly. And it's nice. It builds a relationship.
Karen, you just called out the ancient mind F. It's basically what we've been doing from the beginning of time, making we feel we have something in common. We share a secret. So we feel connected. We feel closer. And that way we can grow together. So yeah, I agree with you.
Correct.
It's the old ancient before BC mind F.
Yeah, fine. Fair enough. But I said it really like a cute little millennial sitting in my pink cloud.
Matt,
indeed you did. So that brings us to the end of another quickie. It's kind of turned into a longie, but maybe it's a mediumy, but whatever. We hope you pulled something out of these networking tips, and hope you put it into action. So that brings this to a close. I'm Matt. I'm out.
I'm Sean, the better half of two black guys with good credit. If you want to send us a line, please email us at tbgwgc@gmail.com. Or send us a 5-star review on Apple or anywhere else you listen to podcasts. And let me just call out one of a review we just got recently. We have about 10 hearts, Karen. 5 stars. I love this show. Just found out about it 1 hour ago. This information is very informative to understanding our money and learning how to use our money. Thank you so much, Miss Traveling Hips.
Love it. Love to see it, Traveling Hips. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for that. I agree 100%. And I'm Karen with good credit and also a black guy, and I'm out.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America NA, copyright 2024.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.